The only news to your remote? A U.S. judge in Washington said he plans to decide later on Sunday whether to block a Trump administration order banning Apple Inc. and Alphabet Inc.'s Google from offering Chinese-owned video sharing app TikTok for download. U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols said after a 90-minute Sunday morning hearing that he plans to issue a public order before the end of the day. A lawyer for TikTok argued during the hearing that the ban was unprecedented and irrational. Jordan's King Abdullah dissolved parliament on Sunday, officials said, which under constitutional rules means the government must resign within a week, paving the way for elections in November. In July, Jordan's Electoral Commission set November 10th as the date for parliamentary elections after the monarch called for countrywide polls to be held at the end of the parliament's four-year term. Police in Belarus have detained at least 53 people so far across the country on Sunday amid protests against the outcome of last month's presidential election. This, according to a list published by rights group Vesna. The arrest came as tens of thousands of protesters gathered in Minsk for the seventh straight weekend, calling on veteran President Alexander Lukashenko to step down. And U.S. President Donald Trump demanded Sunday that his Democratic rival Joe Biden take a drug test either before or after the pair's first debate on Tuesday in his latest salvo against his opponent's mental acuity. The president tweeted, "I will be strongly demanding a drug test of Sleepy Joe Biden prior to or after the debate on Tuesday night," end quote, or tweet. The president also tweeted that he thinks Biden's performances have been uneven, which he attributed to drugs. Mr. Trump tweeted he'd be taking a drug test, too. This is VOA News. The European Union called Sunday for a halt to fighting between Armenian and Azerbaijani separatists over the Nagorno-Karabakh region and an immediate return to negotiations. The worst clashes since 2016 broke out Sunday between arch foes Azerbaijan and Armenia, which have been locked for decades in a territorial dispute over the Armenia-backed breakaway region. European Council President Charles Michel tweeted Sunday that military action must stop to prevent further escalation. A major conflict between Azerbaijan and Armenia could draw in top regional players Russia and Turkey. The conflict over the enclave has been fueling regional tensions for years. Ethnic Armenian separatists seized the region from Baku in a 1990s war that claimed 30,000 lives. Since then, the Azerbaijani authorities have sought to regain control of it. Peace talks have been largely stalled since a 1994 ceasefire agreement. Last big push for a peace deal collapsed in 2010. Swiss voters appear to have accepted the introduction of paid paternity leave for the first time, allowing new fathers to take 2 weeks off after the birth of their child. This is what early projections showed on Sunday. A full 61% of Swiss voters were seen voting in favor of a two-week paternity leave in this wealthy Alpine country, which has long been considered traditional in terms of family models and gender roles. All this information is from projections from a leading polling institute showed, and it's what they showed around an hour after the polls closed. U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday the Senate will easily confirm his Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett before the election, despite furious Democratic opposition to his bid to steer the court rightward for years to come. If confirmed, Barrett would replace the recently deceased liberal justice, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The solemn Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur, which annually sees Israeli life grind to a halt, is taking place in a nation already under a sweeping coronavirus lockdown. Every year in Israel, businesses shut down, roads empty out, and even radio and TV stations go silent as the faithful hold intensive prayers of atonement on the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. But this year, all non-essential businesses have already been forced to close, and Israelis must stay within 1,000 meters of their homes throughout the high holidays, which began last week with the Jewish New Year and continue to mid-October. Yom Kippur begins at sundown today. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.